Let's bring in our next guest and nail it down. Brian Westbrook, number 36. He's brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game, booked a Visit Philly overnight hotel package and enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. B. West, how you doing today, buddy?
You know what, Mike? I'm not having a very good day today. Certainly was disappointed in what happened to the Eagles yesterday. My last couple of days just haven't been very good.
All right, let's look at what happened in this game. And you're an offensive guy, but you saw what was happening. They were allowing the the Panthers. My God, I blanked out. They're allowing the Panthers chunks of yards down the field, right? And when do you stop playing soft? Was my question.
Well, this is actually what happened, and you're right. They were allowing big chunk plays down the field, but that started at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Of course, the Panthers had the ball at this point. Eagles are up 17-0, and what happened was the defense began to play soft, 7-8 yards off. We've seen that before. We've seen that in other games. We've seen Corey Davis do the same thing. We were in Tennessee. We've seen the same type of thing in Tampa Bay as well. The disappointing part, and this is what happens when you play 7 yards off. Now Cam Newton can get the ball out a little bit quicker. He gets more confidence. He had no confidence at all. For three quarters, Cam Newton, these receivers, this offense had no confidence at all. But now he completes a 5-yarder. He says, you know what? I got a little bit more time. Maybe I'll hold the ball a little bit longer. Maybe I can allow the receiver to get 8 yards. He completes that.
Yep.
Then he said, you know what? I had a little bit more time there. Maybe I'll let him get 15 yards. I'll complete one down the middle of the field where the Eagles have been beat so many different times. He does that. And so if you're a quarterback, you're saying, you know, you come into the game, the Eagles have this great pass rush. That's what they're saying in theory. And you don't want to test it. So you try to get the ball out early. But the fourth quarter, Cam said, you know, I got to just do what I got to do. And the Eagles started giving up 5, 6, 7, 8 yards, 20-yard plays. And it just makes absolutely no sense. There, you're right. There is a lot of blame to go around. I certainly have to start with Jim Schwartz, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. The head coach is also coaching this game. And if his defensive coordinator is like, I got it written down here, this is without taking a breath. They're not even, like, stopping a clutch. There's not even an unsuccessful play. Funches for 9, Torrey Smith for 8, Wright for 7, Funches for 7, McCaffrey for 7, Moore for 14, and then they get the touchdown. I mean, that's without taking a breath. And so they gave him 6 points. They missed the extra point. So I'm thinking, okay, they're still good. The next drive goes 2 minutes and 44 seconds with the same type of thing. 4-14, 8-8, 28-7, and then 18 for the touchdown where Darby got victimized. If you're the head coach, don't you step in and go, hey, well, I think we're playing a little too soft here, big guy.
Absolutely. And again, I probably would have had this conversation weeks ago. Again, this is the same thing. This is the worry, and I mentioned this last Friday. The reason why it's hard to see the Eagles going on to, you know, playoffs and Super Bowl, things like that, is because, and you compare it to last year. Last year, they made some mistakes. They got better. They corrected those mistakes. The next week, you're not seeing the same mistakes over and over and over. This football team, same mistakes you saw this week were the same mistakes they made 2 weeks ago and the week before that and the week before that. And so these things aren't being corrected. If you're the head coach, you're absolutely right. I'm going to Jim Schwartz and saying, all right, whatever you thought you were doing, let's not do that anymore because that's not working. Let's do something different. Apparently, that conversation had not been had yet.
I guess not, because to boot, they go 10 plays, 69 yards in 55 seconds and convert a 4th and 10.
It's
mind-boggling to me.
Well, there's this defense, and I've been trying to figure this doggone defense out since the Titans game. There's this defense where they bring the safety out of the middle of the field. So they take the safety of what I think was a Maddox at this point. He starts at 20 yards deep. He comes down to basically 10, 12 yards. He's taking away that crosser, that dig route by the tight ends and wide receivers. But that leaves the post route, which starts on Mills' side and goes right over top of the safety's head, wide open. So the middle of the field, if you can just get the ball over the safety's head, the middle of the field is wide open. These are the big plays that you can't afford to give up in the fourth quarter, especially with a team like the Panthers that have the momentum now, and we continue to give those plays up. We've given those plays up way too often in the last month, and things have not changed. That's a big problem for this football team.
All right, let's look at the other side of the ball now, because I know this is in your wheelhouse. They did not run the ball but once in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And he rationalized that by saying, well, we're completing short passes. It's like a run. We're still letting the clock run, blah, 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 blah. Give me your read on their offensive performance in that fourth quarter with three drives, only one getting a first down.
I'll start by saying this. There's no confidence in the running backs. And I was on record last couple weeks saying we don't need to trade for Le'Veon Bell. And that's because I thought Doug was going to run the ball. He had some confidence in these guys. It's apparent he has no confidence in Smallwood and Clement. And so the reason why you would want to trade for Le'Veon Bell is because at least you have a guy back there that you know you're going to have confidence in to hand the ball off in situations like this. I just think Doug is making a mistake when he is not being aggressive, especially with the run game. There were some situations, and I will say this. I go back and watch the film, and I watch Smallwood. I watch Clement. Both miss big holes in the run game. I'm talking about big holes, 15, 20-yard gains in the run game. I go back and I see that. That's disappointing to see because I know what Deuce Staley teaches. Run to some daylight, set up your blocks, and get there. These guys are missing major holes in the run game. And I know sometimes things don't happen the way they're designed. But when you see these holes, and I'm going to put them up on Instagram and Twitter a little bit later here today. But it's this is not how you run the football. And if I'm on the team, I'm saying, if I'm a coach, I'm saying, well, why would I have confidence in you when you miss this hole? I mean, this is a big hole that you're missing. How can I have confidence in you in the most critical parts of the game if when it's time for you to run the ball? In other situations, you're missing the holes that are there. I mean, big holes that are there for you. There's just no confidence in the running backs.
I totally agree with you, and that lands on the general manager's lap, and we'll get back to that in a second. But regarding confidence in the running back, I get that too, that he doesn't have confidence. When you're only run the ball 15 times, you don't have confidence in your running backs. But he gets Smallwood on a second down for 8 yards. Mm-hmm. Now it's third and two. Now you got two timeouts. If there's ever a time to give the ball back to the guy, it's after an 8-yard carry, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's weird because in fourth down situations, at third and short, normally we've seen Doug run the little read option. I mean, we've actually seen that, and they've been very successful with that, you know, going away from Peters and cutting back his way. There's just no confidence. And I would say the running backs, I would also say there might not be as much confidence in the production from the offensive line. And again, that's unfortunate for a team that I think had Super Bowl aspirations going into the season.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback quickly now. The quarterback did not look as assertive in the fourth quarter. He's got the ball to 22 yard line. Good quarterbacks cash that in. Mm-hmm. He makes the throw in a double coverage in the end zone, and then, of course, the fourth down play was all messed up from the jump. He did have Smallwood in the flat there on a third down, and when he went to Jeffrey, he seems to only have eyes for two guys out there.
You talk about Doug Peterson not having confidence in his running backs. I mean, for a quarterback, you throw the ball to guys that produce for you. You throw the ball to guys that you have confidence in that's going to do something with the ball. And you see that more and more every single game with Carson Wentz. And unfortunately, defenses understand that. I saw a small shift in the defense down there in the red zone in that last possession. They said, hey, they wanted to throw the ball to Zach Ertz. We're going to double team them. They did that. They found a way to double team Alshon on that play that you're talking about. So, I mean, these are situations where Carson Wentz, his main two receivers, now as a veteran type of quarterback, he has to say, okay, they're taking away these guys. I need to assess the situation and get the ball to someone else. He just wasn't able to do that, and partly because he is clued in solely on those two guys. You have to use your checkdowns. Unfortunately, he didn't do that.
What kind of a team are they now, Brian? Last question I'll ask you because, you know, we're looking at the only salvage is they're going to have to win 6 games to get to 9-7 and maybe it was steal this division at 9-7. And that last game, it's the Redskins, probably will decide it. They don't look like a very good team to me. They haven't beaten anybody of significance, and I don't know where it gets better unless they make some kind of a major move here.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that the Cowboys just got better with that Amari Cooper trade. I think the Redskins they're rolling somehow. Smoke and mirrors, however you want to think of it, they're rolling. I think we're not playing very good football. And to your point, it's hard to change that around unless something happens. Something happens as far as on your team. You have a team meeting, which I'm sure they'll have, and guys are going to rah-rah and say different things. It's just hard. They're playing bad football, and it's not one person. It's not one coach. There's coaches on both sides of the ball. There's players on both sides of the ball that are just not playing very well. So you have to get a bunch of guys fixed to make this thing right for this football team. And I've been a part of bad teams before, Mike. I absolutely have. And it's harder game by game, week by week, to start fixing multiple pieces at once. It's just hard to do that because usually when you start fixing one piece, something else springs a leak. Have you ever had an old car, you put a new engine in it, and then all your tires fall off? It's crazy things like that that happen to teams in the situation that the Eagles are in. And so unless something dramatic changes, it just doesn't look good for this team.
Nah, man, I've never had an old car, man.
I have plenty of them. I got an old car.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And that's why I'm upset about today. That's why I'm mad today.
Yeah, so I know you didn't have no old car, Villanova.
You're
probably driving around some, you know, fancy car.
I had an old car when I got into the NFL. a 1994 Buick LeSabre back in the day.
What, no booster greased you back then? Come on, man.
Does the football team have boosters, really? I didn't go to Penn State now.
I hear you. All right. Yeah. By the way, you want to, on the way out, say anything about my Purdue selection over Ohio State?
I have to tell you, that was impressive.
Thank you.
I don't know who gave you that information. I know you didn't think of it by yourself.
Come on, man.
Whoever gave you that information,
I've been trying
smart
to
man.
Teach you to read the line, and you just won't go there. I don't understand
this
you.
This is the problem with you. When you get one, one doggone thing right.
Dude, that was major.
That was major. I got to give you a little credit, dude. That was major.
Have a good rest of the day. We'll talk to you Friday.
Take care.
There he is, Brian Westbrook, checking in on Monday. A little hit.